When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
It's the beauty of being part of a democracy.
Howdy!
I don't know if this counts here, but okay.
I don't know. I didn't realize that it took place voting on a plane also to get somebody booted off that plane if they're being rude. But it did happen.
It did. Oh my gosh. I've watched this video multiple times. So it's a Frontier Airlines flight. And there was a woman that was, according to other passengers, we don't have video proof of this. We only have video proof of the voting process, of the survivor voting process. But apparently she was being rude and disrespectful to pretty much everybody sitting around her, according to those who were on the plane. She was calling people names and just speaking out of turn. And they're flying from New Jersey to Atlanta, and one dude had had enough, and he's like, we're going to vote right now to kick this woman off the plane.
Why do I feel like this is North meeting South here? Like, I'm already judging. I'm thinking the person that was getting kicked off was from Jersey, and the person that stood up was from Atlanta.
Maybe. I'm not 100% sure, but this was him rallying the troops to get this woman kicked off the plane.
40, 50 people here that would like her removed from the flight. If you want her removed from the flight, please raise your hand. I'm not even kidding. If you can hear me, raise your hand if you want her removed from the flight. I'm not even kidding. I got 40 hands up. Sir.
Oh.
Don't say anything back, please. Just let her go.
What do you want? I don't know why I did.
I don't know either. It's back and forth for something like 30,000 feet. You can't be arguing anymore. Just grab this thing.
Yeah, don't be down. Sorry.
You got anything else, ma'am? All right, guys. Have a good flight.
So there at the end, you hear the flight attendant speaking to her. They kicked her off the flight.
Wow. Now, what hasn't been reported was they did that at 32,000 feet. So they just opened up the door and pushed her out.
They gave
her
a parachute, though, right?
No.
No? Okay.
So, yeah, the flight attendant came up and was just like, you can't be talking to people like that. Gather your stuff. You got anything else? And they escorted her off the flight.
That's hilarious. How are the people? Okay. Now, in this instance, I think that is weird. However, I do think that there should be some kind of vote when it comes to who's in the emergency row. Because there's a lot of people in those emergency rows not saving my life. So I think we should all be able to say, like Abby, God bless you. You're 105 pounds. If you're in that emergency row, I don't trust you're going to be able to save my life.
That's whitest.
I don't care what it is.
That is whitest.
I don't care what it is. So if I have a vote, I'm like, no, you are going to have to like exchange her with somebody else on the plane that has bigger biceps.
No, I have the best fight or flight response. You want me in the emergency row. I'm kicking down doors. I'm swimming us to shore.
I see 92-year-olds in that row. I'm like, no, someone's got to kick them out.
I'm like, yes.
No.
Fun fact, I used to do infinite arms with Jimmy. They won't let you sit in the emergency row if you got, an infinite arms.
Oh, an infinite arms. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I tried to book the seat because I wanted extra leg room, and they were like, oh, hell no, you got a baby.
You got to be able to take the door down.
Right. Yep. All right, Cassie, is this person being an a-hole just for saying how their kid needs to address a friend?
I'm a mom, and I have a 6-year-old son who is friends with another boy I'll call John, who is also 6. Steve and John frequently play together at John's house, and usually John's father is home. He works from home, but only sometimes is his mom, Mary, at home, as she works as a professor at a local university. When I went to pick up Steve, my son, from their house, he said, "Bye, John. Bye, Mr. John's dad. Bye, Doc," which threw me off. I asked Steve why he called John's mother Doc, and he said that she told him to call her that instead of Mrs. John's mom. I told him that asking her to call him to call her Doc was inappropriate and to only refer to her as Mrs. John's mom.
Mm-hmm.
When they played again, I went to pick Steve up, and Mary, the mom, met me at the door, and she seemed friendly, but also told me that she preferred being called Doc because she responds to it better. It's what her students call her and what she hears most often. I told her she was being overly haughty and that she's no better than anyone else for getting a degree, a PhD, I think, and that it was disrespectful to her husband to not use Mrs. John's dad's last name. She looked confused and told me that she hadn't even changed her last name, so that wouldn't make sense either. I told her that it was proper for my son to use Mrs. John's dad's last name, mm-hmm. so that my son wouldn't get confused. And she reiterated that under her roof, she goes by Doc, by her kids' friends, and that's what she's comfortable with, and that her husband is supportive as well. I just think she's being overly proud and is setting a bad example for her children that I don't want my children exposed to. So I haven't let my kid Steve go back since. My husband says I may have overreacted, though, and so now I'm second-guessing myself.
You think?
Am I the a-hole?
Yes.
My mom is one of these two, man. The first time she laid this one on in public, I just rolled my eyes. Someone called her, like, Mrs. Weiss, and she's like, it's Dr. Weiss.
She did. What? Oh. After all that work?
No,
heck,
man.
Yeah, I would be doing the same thing.
No way. Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Couldn't care less about the label, man. That's just, like, an unnecessary flex.
I feel like it is, like, from, you know, the a-hole mom's perspective, wanting her son to call her Mrs. Whatever, like for her to want kids to call her Doc. I do feel like it's a flex, but you know what? You're a woman who has an incredible accomplishment. It's not hurting anybody else. And if anything, young girls calling another woman Doc, I feel like instills in them that, you know, ooh, I can become a doctor, you know? So I think those kinds of examples are important for young girls. So I'm totally down for it. It's her house. It is not hurting anybody for your son to call her Doc. So you got to get over yourself. She totally overreacted.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. So I had a principal growing up who got her PhD, and we had to start calling her Dr. I can't remember what her last name was, but like Dr. Smith. And it was a really cool thing to be like, okay, girl, like pop off. And again, it doesn't hurt anybody. So, I mean, it's your house, your rules.
The only person that hurts is the person who became a doctor and their bank account is hurt because of all those school loans.
You paid for that label right there.
I agree. I completely agree. I mean, it's her house, it's her rules. She earned it. So if that's what she wants, give it to her.
Yeah, ain't got
to
hurt anybody, right?
The Burt Show.